Saturday evening at 7:30, the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra performs at the Long Center. Their concert is called Noche Latina, Latin Nights. And there'll be a guest conductor on the podium. His name is David Handel, and he's in the studio here right now. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also on the program Saturday evening will be a pianist whose name is quite familiar to WBAA listeners. Greg Kostraba will be the pianist for one of the selections, The Nights in the Gardens of Spain by Manuel de Falla. Also on the program will be the non-Latin Symphony No. 7 by Sergei Prokofiev. And before we get to how the program starts, David, tell us a little about yourself, because you've conducted all over the world, and especially in Latin America. So that makes you a pretty good candidate to be on the podium for Saturday evening.
Well, I suppose I'm an adopted Latino. I lived for 14 years in La Paz, Bolivia, where I conducted the National Symphony. In parallel to that, in Mendoza, Argentina, as a conductor of that orchestra, and also in Guatemala and in various places. But actually, I'm from Buffalo, New York, and so snow is in my blood.
But you lost the Buffalo accent and gained some others.
I think so, and it's very embarrassing, but it's not intentional.
All right. To open the program, you've brought with you music by a couple of Latin American composers whose names are not familiar to American audiences. So tell us how the program begins.
Two works by Julián Aguirre, who's an early 20th century Argentinian composer, influenced by Manuel de Falla, who's also in the program. And as many may know, Manuel de Falla finished his life living in Córdoba in Argentina. So there's a direct link. And these are two short pieces based on Argentinian folklore. One is called Huella, and the other is called Gato. And these are two folkloric dances, basically, beautifully orchestrated by Ernest Ansermet, the great Swiss conductor. And those two dances are followed by a work that I think is probably a premiere here by a favorite Chilean composer, Alfonso Leng. And Leng, also early 20th century, was very much influenced by the Central European Romantic composers such as Mahler and Wagner and so on. Alfonso Leng in Chile is an icon of Chilean music, as is Julián Aguirre for Argentinians. And in fact, the National Conservatory is named for him.
Well, then moving right along, a change of mood, a change of pace, even a change of continent, and with music next by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla and his work for piano and orchestra, Nights in the Gardens of Spain. Tell us about the flavor of this work.
Well, the work, as the title suggests, was inspired by images and reflections of old Spain under Arab rule. And imagery, both architectural and gardens and things which are more ethereal than those specific images. There are three dances with lush orchestration, romantic in character, with very clear Spanish rhythms and melodic bends. I'm a Manuel de Falla fanatic, and I conduct everything he's written for orchestra. And I'm just always amazed by his creativity when it comes to the mixture of different textures and sounds, but at the same time, his rhythmic genius and melodic genius.
Well, you were talking about mixing textures, and the piano is part of this work. Tell us about what kind of a role the pianist plays.
It's very interesting because it's not a concerto, though there are three movements. The piano is central, but is often not soloistic. Very often it plays just as an additional part of the orchestra, somewhat dominant, but very often not dominant. It's very virtuoso and requires great poetry and subtlety on the part of the soloist and in the way the orchestra interacts with the soloist.
So it adds a layer of color then.
Yes. And interestingly, if you look at the work carefully, you can imagine a romantic composer influenced by Debussy and Ravel and also late romantics, but who was thinking how to bring character and textures of Spanish music to that world of international European music. And you might well have imagined that part having been written for guitar. And if you think about that, there was no guitar concerto written for an orchestral ensemble up until that time and for many years after.
Well, there will be one non-Latin item on the program, and it closes Saturday evening's concert, the Symphony No. 7 by Sergei Prokofiev. His music didn't always please the musically conservative Stalin authorities of his time, but this, his last symphony, did win him a couple of Russian music prizes. So tell us a little about the Symphony No. 7.
Yes. The work was originally written for the children's radio, and it was intended to be a work that would, let's say, capture the imagination of children. At the same time, of course, he was intent on creating a great masterpiece and hoped to win an award for it, in part because he was so desperate economically at that point in his life, and he had been marginalized by the establishment. And, of course, everyone at that time was scared to death of what Stalin and his government might do if anyone were to fall out of favor. And prior to the premiere of the work, I'm not sure if it was the conductor or another colleague, but they convinced him, with the hope of winning the award, which was a cash award, that he add a quick and brilliant end which would bring everyone to their feet. But he made it very clear that that was not his artistic intention. And in listening to the work from beginning to end, his genius is in managing large structures with coherent and intangible connections between movements. His melodic invention, which is infinite, and his, well, of course, lush harmonies and fabulous orchestration, uniquely his. All of this comes out, so it's very hard to think of it as being a children's work. It's a very sophisticated and intimate symphony with all of those expansive, lyrical, grandiose moments that you hear in his ballets and so on.
Well, conductor David Handel, our guest here, will be on the podium Saturday evening at the Long Center with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. And at the keyboard will be Greg Kostraba, not his first time performing with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. The program includes music by Latin American composers, Nights in the Gardens of Spain by Manuel de Falla, and the Symphony No. 7 by Sergei Prokofiev. Thanks for coming into the studio to visit with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Tickets for Saturday evening's concert, Noche Latina, Latin Nights, are available at the orchestra's website, lafayettesymphony.org, or at 742-6463.